Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Taon-taong nagkakaroon ng pagbabago sa taxation ng Australia at ngayong taong 2022 tinukoy ng Australian Tax Office ang mga capital gains kabilang na ang cryptocurrency assets na kanilang tututukan ngayong taon. Ayon sa Assistant Commissioner ng Australian Tax Office na si Tim Law, magiging epektibo ang maraming pagbabago mula ngayong araw, July 1. Isa na dito ang super funds.
From 1 July, employees will be eligible for the super guarantee regardless of how much they earn. This is because the $450 per month eligibility threshold for super guarantee is being removed. So employees who are under 18 still need to work more than 30 hours a week to be eligible for super guarantee.
Tataas ang super guarantee rate mula 10% sa 10.5%. Ibig sabihin, dapat nang kwentahin ng mga employer ang super payments ng mga empleyado base sa bagong rate. Sakop nito ang pay period na July 1 at mga trabahong nagawa bago ang petsang ito. Kung ikaw naman ay nasa edad 60 pataas, mula ngayong araw, July 1, pwede kang maging eligible sa tinatawag na downsizer contribution mula sa pagbebenta ng iyong bahay. Maaring maglagay ng hanggang $300,000 sa iyong superannuation fund. Noon kasi, tanging mga edad 65 pataas lamang ang pinapayagan na magbigay ng downsizer contribution. Mula sa unang araw din ng Hulyo, nasa 10 milyong Australians ang makatatanggap ng isahang bayad o one-off payment na $420 na cost of living tax offset. Ang offset ay binabawa sa taxable pay ng isang tao. Narito ang paliwanag ni Ginoong Law.
Look, the low and middle income tax offset has been increased for the 21-22 financial year for amounts between $675 and $1,500 for incomes up to $126,000. The ATO will automatically calculate the low and middle income tax offset for you, and what the low and middle income tax offset will do will reduce your tax bill by between $675 and $1,500. It's a non-refundable offset, so it will only reduce the amount of tax you pay and it won't be an additional refund for taxpayers.
Samantala, aakyat naman ang minimum wage ng 5.2% o $21.38 kung ikaw ay full-time employee nagtatrabaho ng 38 oras sa isang linggo, makatatanggap ng aumento sa sahod na hanggang $40 kada linggo. May dagdag din sa childcare subsidy. Ang mga pamilyang mahigit sa isa na anak na edad 5 o mas bata pa ay tatanggap naman ng mas mataas na rate sa childcare subsidy. Ang bagong rate ay para sa dalawang anak at mga mas nakapabatang kapatid nito. Sa job seeker program naman, gagawin ng points-based activation system bago makatanggap ng bayad. Kung dati ay kinakailangang makapag-apply ng 20 trabaho kada buwan, ngayon ay dapat makaipon ng 100 points ang job seeker at magkaroon ng 5 job searches kada buwan. Ang bawat task o trabaho na kanilang gagawin ay may katumbas na puntos. Pagdating naman sa dehadong stock market shares, sinabi ni Ginoong Chapman na ang mga losses o lugi ay magagamit para i-offset ang capital gains.
If there are any shares which are sitting at a loss, then you can simply sell those before the year end and use any losses to offset the capital gains.
Sa usapang crypto, nagbabala naman si Harrison Dell, tax lawyer at ng Cadena Legal, sa mga pagbabago sa cryptocurrency trading at taxation. Narito ang kanyang paliwanag.
The tax events for most people as just a casual investor will be whenever they swap a token or whenever they receive a token. An example of that is if you're trading between different tokens, you would swap some Bitcoin for some Ether, you would actually trigger a taxable event and you've got to work out your capital gains tax on every single transaction that you do.
Binigyan linaw din niya ang mga common misconception para sa mga investors.
I have a conversation at least 2 or 3 times a week with someone who says that their cryptocurrency profits are not taxable unless they swap it back to Australian dollars. And it's simply not true. That's not how the system works. And it's made some people very distressed. Some people are very surprised.
Sa pagkukwenta ng tax returns ngayong 2022, kasama naman sa listahan ng ATO ang record keeping, rental property income at deductions at mga gastos na may kaugnayan sa trabaho. Para matiyak na makakakuha ng tamang tax return para sa negosyo, sinabi ng H&R Block's Director ng Tax Communications, Mark Chapman, na dapat mag-claim ang mga negosyo ng immediate write-off para sa mga biniling assets hanggang kahapon katapusan ng Hunyo.
Yeah, well, again, it's very late in the tax year to actually do anything proactive. But I mean, if you're a small business owner, you can still look to take advantage of temporary full expensing, which is the immediate deduction for capital assets. So if you go out and you buy, for example, a new car or a laptop or a piece of plant or equipment for your business, you can claim an immediate write-off of that asset against your profits, provided that asset is basically installed within your business by close of business on Thursday. So again, it's quite tight for time, but it is certainly worth looking at if you want to take advantage of that.
Ayon pa kay Ginoong Mark Chapman, nagkakaroon din ng malaking pagkakaiba sa halaga ng binabayad ng mga taxpayers kaysa sa mga nararapat nilang bayaran sa ATO.
Yeah, well, it's probably not a good idea to bend or break the rules, as you put it. Basically, the ATO has got a real focus on work-related expenses this year because they perceive that many people have been abusing these over the past few years. There's something like an $8.4 billion gap between what taxpayers are actually paying and what the ATO thinks they should be paying. And a lot of that is made up by work-related expenses. So, you know, the ATO are going to be looking at your work-related expenses. They're also going to be looking at capital gains on properties, on shares, on cryptocurrency. They're going to be looking at not just capital gains, but also the deductions that you claim on rental properties.
Dagdag pa niya kung matitiyak na tama ang pagkikwenta ng mga dapat bayaran, mas makakatipid sa oras at sakit ng ulo sa hinaharap.
It is quite time significant, obviously, where you know, 3 or 4 days before the end of the year end, and therefore you really do need to take action straight away.
At yan ang binuong ulat ni Esam Al-Ghalib at Emma Calloway at Tanya Dendrinos para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.